This is GQDN for June 20th, 2025. It's finally Friday, and we're brought to you today by Audible. We'll get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ25. By the way, there's a sale for Audible right now, 2 for 1. So if you get the free credit, you actually get 2 credits. Well, it will seem like you get 2 credits. Also by SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Do it. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off your purchase. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And go get Quest Worthy as well. Very good drink. I say it's the best one, but what do I know? By patreon.com/thegroupquest. That's all of you. If you join our Patreon, that is. So go take a look. And by stackup.org. In today's news, just a few things. What could you watch at home? Some good stuff there. Oh, there's a free demo for a remastered game. And Phil Spencer was doing some talking, giving a shout out to some games. But we start with Hardcore Gamer, because they talked to the Ambrosia Sky team. And they were talking about, well, Ambrosia Sky. And they were doing that at the Summer Games Fest because they were playing Ambrosia Sky. And they did ask some questions, such as, quote, "What was the genesis of the idea for this universe?" The studio head, Joel Burgess, answered it and said, quote, "This game is a product of this team. This isn't an idea I've had for a million years, or that Adam had, that was brought in. It is a collective creative creation. So for us, it was like, okay, what do each of us bring to the table creatively as a craftspeople? So that came from the legacy of working on in simulation-rich immersive games, like what I did on Fallout, Skyrim, stuff like that. Caitlin Tremblay, our native narrative director, having done things like a Mortician's Tale and thinking about how we can get a unique visual atmosphere that's going to come through, how we take the style that Adam, our art director, and the team contributing put together. Now, when he said Adam, it was the art director, Adam Volker. So, looks like a pretty good interview as they were talking about Ambrosia Sky. But right now, there is no news on when the game will come out. Now, Pure Xbox was talking about Phil Spencer because he was very excited about a game that's coming to the Xbox Game Pass. And there, he was talking about Mixtape. In fact, Spencer was doing some talking after the Xbox Game Showcase, and he was talking to Windows Central. So here's what he said, quote, "I have to mention Mixtape, not only because it has a soundtrack that I just love, but also we have a relationship with the creative team there. We have, for a while, and a great Game Pass game for us. The team at Annapurna Interactive has been great supporters. Mixtape and the soundtrack. I was just talking to them about what they were picking. I don't know what they were showing, so I don't unveil some of the tracks. But we were kind of rifling on our tastes in the music, and I think they really nailed it." So he likes Mixtape. Pretty excited about the game too. But some people are excited about College Football 26. Back to Hardcore Gamer for this one, because they were talking about that game and they were doing some deep dives for July 14th release by College Football 26. That will be on PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S. But they were talking about, quote, "Finish the drive." And one of the things that they did notice is that this game will be big on the actual tackles or tackling when it comes to the game this time around. And they were talking also about the campus huddle, which will break down the X and O's for the gameplay and the changes that could be played with. And they did work on some wear and tear improvements to where some of the bullet points would go as such. change damage from hits, sticks, sacks, catch tackles, block impacts. Adjust recovery between plays, halftime recovery, and in-game healing reserve pool. New physics-based damage mechanic, weather, tackles, blocking all effect. And the player's health dips below 60% in the game, you will see it pre-play. The reaction changes where the injuries build up. Those are some of the bullet points. But College Football 26 will have an even bigger playbook. More of the offenses will feature 25-plus formations and 400-plus plays as 136 teams will take the field. So there are some changes, and there's a lot more than what I said. So if you want the game, you might want to check this article out, which is in the GQDN show notes on our Discord for all of our Patreons. Now, we go to something completely different. Final Fantasy XIV. Eurogamer did say that the most controversial third-party plugin has just been shut down. And that is because there was a cease and desist notice. Now, there was a message on the PlayerScope Discord, which was shared on Reddit, and they said that the controversial third-party plugin was taken offline and the stored data has been deleted, and that has been removed completely from GitHub and Gitflix. So if you got some plugins for Final Fantasy XIV, well, you might want to look into it. Okay, enough of the bad stuff, to the good stuff. If you got PlayStation, the PlayStation Store has a free demo, according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, of the Freedom Wards Remastered. And yes, it is a remake by Bandai Namco. And if you have PlayStation, you might want to look into it, especially if you played Freedom Wars before. Could be interesting. So is this. There are some movies that have come out on digital this weekend, and some of them, if not most of them, are video games. At least some of them are video game based. So what are they? We start with today. A Minecraft movie that is available now on Max. That is the same with Sonic 3. That is Sonic the Hedgehog 3. And that's up on Prime Video. Yeah, Prime Video's got that one. Sally is a documentary film that focuses on the life of Sally Ride. That is up on Disney Plus. And the Alien franchise, yeah, you can get scared over on Hulu. Waterfront, well, that's up on Netflix. And Buccaneers Season 2. If you got Apple TV, you can go check that one out there too. The weekly show was already done. We did that yesterday. So, this has been a Dawn Forge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. We'll see you back again here Monday for more of the daily news. Until then, go play some games, people.